Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We just give God all thanks and praise. Hallelujah. Happy Tuesday. It is April 16th, 2024, and we give God praise and glory and honor today. Amen. Glory to God. I pray that you are having a wonderful day in the Lord, that this will be the day that you rejoice in and you give God praise and glory. And I pray that you will be fully invested in who you are in Christ, knowing that God is in you, knowing that Jesus is in you through the Holy Spirit of God. And that power that is in you will help you in every single way that you need him today, that you need the Holy Spirit today. The Holy Spirit will be there for you. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into every truth that is needed for you to be victorious today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 We have been studying kingdom living, and kingdom living is faith, hope, love. Glory to God. We have the faith of God. We have our hope in Jesus, and we love all. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we've been journeying through the New Testament to find the things that God has for us, to find how Jesus is showing us to walk in the way, to walk in the kingdom, to be kingdom livers, and to enjoy the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And that journey has brought us into Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. And we've been reading through verses 25 through 30. And we're going to finish that up today, 25 through 30. And we're going to read the rest of 29 and 30 today. And we've just been relishing in what Jesus talked about in this particular scripture. And I admonished you and encourage you to go back and read the first part of this scripture. Start at the beginning of chapter 11. Actually, probably just go back and read the whole book and allow the Holy Spirit to give you insight and revelation on the word. Remember that when you're reading it, that you understand that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are transitional books. They are books carrying us from the Old Testament into the New Testament. Jesus is an Old Testament prophet fulfilling all the things that had to be fulfilled. And he's a New Testament prophet prophesying about what is to come. And so they are transitional books. So make sure that when you're reading them, that you ask the Holy Spirit to show you what is Old Testament and to be applied in the Old Testament dispensation, and what belongs to us as New Testament children of God. Amen. Glory to God. All right. Now, I'm going to be reading from the New Century Version and the Passion Translation. I'm going to start with the New Century Version this morning. And in the New Century Version, verse 29, I just want to start right at the beginning of verse 29. And it reads, "Accept my teachings and learn from me." Accept my teachings and learn from me. Jesus is asking us to accept his teachings and to learn from him, to learn from him, to watch him, to look at him, to understand the things that he's doing, to listen to the words that he spoke, and to see how he's leading us. He is the one who showed us the way. We could call Jesus our way shore. He showed us the way. He showed us how we should live in the Spirit of God. And to accept the teachings that he gave us to make our lives more abundant, to make us have the victorious life that he died and raised to make sure that we have. And then he says, because I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will find rest for your lives. The burden that I ask you to accept is easy. The load I give you to carry is light. And Jesus is saying that the burden that he's giving us, that the burden that I ask you to accept is easy. To yoke your life with mine, to come to me and be a part of me and yoke your life with mine and accept my teachings, accept the teachings that I'm giving you. And he said, and the load I give you is light. The light to carry is light. To carry this yoke of coming to me and to follow my teachings and accept my teachings and learn of me is light. Now, in our humanness, we don't see it as light. We don't see it as a light thing to bear God's love and to love people who don't treat us right, to be kind to people who are nasty, to give when everything in the world and everything in us is telling us to save, to hoard it for ourselves. And God is telling us to give, to do the things that Jesus is asking of us. And our humanness doesn't seem to be light. But when we come to Jesus, when we humble ourselves and come to Jesus and believe who he is and believe what he's done, it becomes easy. It becomes light to begin to relinquish ourselves to the thing that Jesus asked us to do. To love all. First of all, to love God with everything we are. To love God completely. Now, that takes work. It takes effort on our part to begin to allow ourselves to love God with all. Because when we begin to love God, when we begin to trust God with everything we are and everything we have, then God begins to work in us. And our lives becomes more restful. We're not stressed about stuff. We don't get stressed out about what things are going to happen and what things aren't going to happen, because the Holy Spirit will guide us through them. And we know that. And as we listen and read the words and follow his instructions, it says, if you let the word be in you as I am, then we will be able to ask anything. And it will be ours, and we'll be able to have what we say. So it's learning of Christ, learning of Jesus, and beginning to walk in that, beginning to do what Jesus asked us to do, to be able to walk in this abundant life, to have this abundant life in us, working through us. As us. And see, that's the thing we forget, that God wants to work in us. He wants to work through us, and he wants to work as us. We think we got to become somebody different. We don't have to become somebody different. Yes, we become a new creation in Christ Jesus. That means that we are born of the Spirit of God. Something that's never happened to that never happened to us. When we become born of the Spirit of God, we become a new creation. We no longer are bound by the spirit of sin that was in us. Now the Spirit of God has come and made his home in us, and the spirit of S-I-N can no longer rule us. We can say no. And we can walk the way that Jesus showed us to walk. Amen. Hallelujah. And as we do that, life becomes easier. It becomes lighter. Your days become filled with more joy. Your days become filled with more light. And you are refreshed and renewed each and every day. And we have to learn how to do that. We have to learn how to speak the word into our lives. Speak to those things that are trying to disrupt us. Speak to those things that are trying to put speed bumps in our way. And just slow ourselves down and go over the speed bumps. Boom, boom, easy, light. Jesus said, accept my teachings and learn from me. This is what we have to learn to do. We have to do the things that Jesus asked us to do and begin by allowing him to work in our lives. I think that's what I'm doing next. Yeah. I want to read out of the Passion Translation. And it says, and I'll start with verse 29. And it says, simply join your life with mine. Join your life with mine. Learn my ways. Learn the ways of Jesus. And you'll discover that I'm gentle, humble, easy to please. You remember I told you God is not mad at us. God is not angry with us. When we fall, all we have to say is, God, forgive me. And it's done. And he helps us up and cleans us off and helps us go start back on our way. God's not trying to be angry with us. Jesus paid the cost. He paid it. He did it all. All we have to do is walk in it. He says, I'm humble and easy to please. You will find refreshment and rest in me. Refreshment and rest in Jesus. Hallelujah. In the Aramaic, the word that's used here is cheer. He says that I am cheerful and humble in heart, and you will find cheer for your souls. You will find cheer for your souls. I will cheer you up. I will make you feel joy, which is refreshing to us. We have to learn of Jesus. Learn Jesus' ways. And it says, for all that I require of you will be pleasant and easy to bear. We want to make sure that we are walking in the ways that Jesus has provided for us. He says that all that I require of you is pleasant and easy to bear. So the things that Jesus are requiring of us is pleasant and easy to bear. And we have to look at that. We have to learn that. We have to take the time to spend time with our Lord and begin to know how he walked, how he talked. Jesus showing us the way, showing us what to do and how to do it. Whew. This is what we have to learn. This is what we have to learn how to walk. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you for today. And we thank you that today your Holy Spirit will show us what we need to do today and show us how we need to do it today, so that we are living a victorious life in you. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, and Jesus loves you so much more. I'll talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time. And may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.